You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And before we get to Alex, AC, turn on your mic. I'm going to have dueling all rights. I'm going to give you one first. All right. Now you can
All
me one.
Right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. We got Ace. We got Alex P. Cordy. He's my buddy. We talk oil and gas. Last time we were talking on the phone last week, I said, Alex, you know, I always like to buy real estate when it's troubled assets, when it's a real estate owned, when it's in trouble. And Alex goes, well, hey, then maybe it's time for people to look at the oil and gas industry, too. Alex, welcome back, man.
Good to be back, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we read all this stuff about the geopolitical implications of oil and gas prices and stuff like that. But what I see is an opportunity to buy. What do you see?
I see the exact same thing. It's just like any other market. When times are tough and the industry is distressed, that means things are on sale.
That's right. Distressed real estate. Boy, that just gets me going. I got all the money I need to buy distressed real estate. And so people must be looking at what's going on there. And there was a little bit of a spike last week, wasn't there?
That's right. There was. There were some talks between two previously unfriendly nations, Saudi Arabia and Russia. And they got together in a room and they decided that there was a problem that needed addressing. And they're beginning to have conversations about how to get it back on track. So I think what we're looking at is 2016, the year of supply and demand rebalancing.
Well, so if that happens, then it sounds to me like there's a big opportunity out there with some distressed assets, and we don't have to talk about the man camps in North Dakota. We can simply look in Texas, where there's got to be a whole bunch of opportunity that you're seeking every day.
Absolutely. I've been looking at deals now for about the last 18 months, and obviously over those last 18 months, the market has been evolving every single day. And so my focus has shifted essentially back to the basics, and the basics always work in just about everything, from business deals to athletics to anything else you can put your finger on.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking at a project now from a company out of Dallas that I've aligned myself with and I'm working very closely with, called Alliance Petroleum.
Okay.
And they've got a great organization. They stick to what they know, which is shallow vertical drills. And when they get down there, they find steady producers. It's inexpensive to do so, and they're profitable at $30 oil. And that profitable at $30 oil is something that is not easy to find these days.
No, and it sounds to me like what you're really talking about is what I call blocking and tackling, going back to the basics. So if the industry is now blocking and tackling, that means to me that there must be going and looking for the least expensive places to reopen that they closed last year, or did they close them all, or what happened with that?
So the banks started doing redeterminations back in October of last year. They gave these big-time credit lines to companies, E&P companies, that were going out and buying up tremendous amounts of acreage. And so when oil's at $100 and your revenue is based on $100 oil, everybody's in the money. But when you have that same amount of production and oil ends up $30, you're now out 70% of your revenues, and that credit line wouldn't have been issued at $30 the way it was at $100.
So
the banks are coming back and saying, wait a second, okay, we gave you too much money. We need to get some of that back. And a lot of these companies these days are saying, oh, well, we spent it, or they've put it into other stuff, and they're very illiquid. And that's caused a big-time problem in the industry. So what you're going to see here before long is when these companies cannot come up with the cash to return to the banks, there's going to be a fire sale on acreage.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we call it, you know, it's a short sale, basically. You buy it for less than the mortgage. I mean, it's just like real estate. This is amazing. I love this stuff, Alex. We got to talk about this some more. I'm loving it. So, Alex, how do people get information from you and on your stuff and your ideas?
Well, they can look up the project that I'm currently on. It's with Alliance Petroleum, like I mentioned earlier.
Okay.
A Dallas-based managing partner oil and gas company. And they can find them on the internet, or they can look me up and contact me through a myriad of ways. It can be through social media, through my email, which I believe is connected to something on your website.
Yes, it is.
There's a bunch of ways these days.
So, Yeah, Alex, what do you see coming now with oil coming up? What do you see as some of the opportunities that are coming? And is it Texas? Is it also up in the Northwest where the tar sands were up in the man camps in North Dakota and British Columbia? Are those going to be able to be producing again, or did they ever stop?
Well, they won't stop. Once these wells are drilled, they're pretty much going to flow. There doesn't make a whole lot of sense to cap them. It isn't good for the integrity of the well in the first place. But okay. What you're not seeing is new production. And so you've got two different kinds of wells. You've got the big horizontals that everyone's pretty familiar with after the advent of the horizontal drilling and the big-time hydraulic fracturing. And then you've got your traditional vertical well. And so the big horizontals, the reason that they're different and that they don't work as well as they did is because you're drilling them real deep and real long, and that creates a tremendous amount of production. I mean, these are big-time wells.
Yeah.
They come on at 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 barrels a day in some cases. That's a lot of oil.
Boy.
But what they do that's different is they produce that quantity for a very short period of time. So they can drop 80% of their production in a matter of months. So it's tremendously important that you have high oil prices as soon as you drill those wells. Obviously, that's where bulk of your revenue is coming from, right up there in those upfront months. But in a traditional vertical well, a conventional vertical well, it's pretty steady production over the life of that well. So say it produces 20 barrels a day. Well, the next year it may produce 19 and then 18 and then 17 and so on and so forth. Now, obviously, those are numbers that you can't hold me to those exactly, but it gives you a pretty good idea that it's consistent production. So 1 year isn't necessarily any more important than any other year. So you can buy in low and let it ride up as the price increases.
So it sounds to me like you're looking at big vertical wells these days.
Not even big. You can go shallow. If you find the right field, there's a lot of older proven fields in the state of Texas that, you know, when you look at them from a map, it looks like they got a real bad case of chicken pox. And all those dots are producing wells, and they're everywhere.
Wow.
And that's a good sign. It means that there's steady production in that field. And if you've got a fairly competent driller, you can go out there, drop a line, and pretty much hit it.
Well,
so in some places it's shallow. And that what that does is it makes the upfront cost of paying for that well very inexpensive.
Wow, it sounds to me like I got to go get a geotechnical engineer or maybe just hook up with you. Alex, listen, I'm running out of time, so I got to have you come back in the next few months and give us another update so we can talk about geopolitical profit-taking when you tell me how great you did on your investments. Is that all right?
That sounds good to me. I'd love to talk to you about results. I'm sure they'll be great.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it, man. All right, well, Alex P. Cordia. Alex, thanks so much for coming and giving us the oil and gas scoop from the wellhead, I guess is the best way to say it there.
Yes, sir. It's always good catching up with you.
You're the best, Alex. All right.